This is WLVR's Flight Club, a new weekly feature. I'm Christine Dempsey.
I'm Devin Cortan. Christine and I will be visiting local breweries, testing out a flight of beer, and talking with the brewers.
We kicked off our first Flight Club at a member event at McCall Collective Brewing in Allentown. Matt McCall is the head brewer, and he gave us background on the beer we chose.
We're definitely having more member events in the future, so be sure to support WLVR.
I'm going to get right to my first beer, Devin. It was called the Shushquahana. And Matt McCall let me know what to expect when I took a sip.
It's very light, easy drinking, brewed with a lot of flaked corn, what a cream ale should be brewed with, which adds a nice subtle sweetness without being, you know, overly sweet. So balanced, you'll hear me with every single beer you drink talk about balance. That's kind of my thing. I don't like to be over the top or under the bottom of anything. There's a little bit of hot bitterness, but it's not overwhelming. There's a little bit of malt, but it's not overwhelming. It's just a nice, easy drinking, crisp beer. That still has some flavor to it.
Man, I like this. I really am like a convert to the cream ale. It is so smooth.
Yeah.
One of my beers asks the questions, who runs the wort?
What to expect is kind of like a classic pale ale. It's not overly malty, but it does have a nice malt backbone to it. The hop variety this year has a lot of like floral forward hops. So you can expect some like green tea, and a little bit of citrus, which is nice. It actually reminds me a little bit of like Earl Grey tea when I drink it. So that's
I'm a big Earl Grey fan. Yeah. That's my other beverage of choice after beer, of course. Yeah, this is light. It has a nice bitter flavor to it, and I totally agree with the tea quality of it. It's grassy and Earl Grey. It's really, really nice.
Okay, great. The other one I chose was Hidden Dingers, the Raspberry Sour.
Yeah, so I mean, this is about as close as we get to over the top with any of our beers, with heavy fruit additions and just a touch of lactose. That's about as crazy as we get here. But there's about 140 pounds of raspberry puree in there. It's gonna smell like a raspberry candy, but it's not overly sweet. Once again, playing into that balance thing, the sweetness balances out the acidity of the kettle sour. But it doesn't go over the top with sweetness. You're going to get a lot of fruit, but a nice, still crisp, somewhat traditional Berliner Weiss.
Oh, my goodness. You can just smell. Can you smell it from there? Because it's wonderful.
You know, with sours, a lot of times, traditional sours are super, super sour. We try to be in the middle of the road, not like a Sour Patch Kid, but somewhere close.
This is perfect. And your other
And
choice?
My next beer I chose because it's called the Little Lehigh IPA, and I'm new to Pennsylvania, and so I picked the Little Lehigh IPA, and I had the Lehigh IPA. How are these IPAs related?
Yeah, so Lehigh is our flagship IPA. It's 7%. When we decided that we needed a flagship IPA, I wanted to make something that kind of appealed to everybody, even if you're not an IPA drinker, so it does have a pretty solid malt background to it, unlike a lot of IPAs you get these days are just like hops, 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 hops. You don't get any malt character. So there is a good malt quality to it. And then we use Mosaic, Eldorado, and Citra hops, which when combined kind of create this like overwhelming citrus quality to it. The fun thing with the Little Lehigh is you get the same drinkability as the Lehigh. You get a lot of citrus, a lot of character to it. So we use the exact same hop ratio as the big one, but just with less alcohol. So
I'll go back to that theme of balance. I love the hops. I love the malt balance in this beer. It is
awesome.
So good.
You've been listening to WLVR's new weekly feature, Flight Club. This week, we were with Matt McCall of McCall Collective Brewing in Allentown.
You can join us every week at this time for a new flight and a conversation with a local brewer.
And for more, visit WLVR.org/flightclub.
I'm Christine Dempsey.
I'm Devin Cortan, and this is WLVR.
I like beer because it is good. I drink